salvation. Seal us with your promise sure, and present us in your glory to your Father, cleansed and pure.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my eyes have seen your salvation. Eyes that see salvation. He says that he sees salvation. And so you ask, where? I mean, is the old man dreaming? Is he going blind in both eyes? Do we need to put this old man in the nursing home? I mean, somebody call the Legacy in Lincoln to reserve him a room. Better yet, set up an appointment for him to see a psychiatrist. Not a Rogerian. Oh, he must see a Freudian. I mean, the old man Simeon was probably a bedwetter as a child. Hate to think how his mom potty trained him. And so I think, yes, that's right. I think we should measure Simeon for a straitjacket and prepare the rubber room. He's not playing with a full deck. Salvation? Where is the salvation that his eyes see? We're not seeing it. Look around. Salvation? Give us a break. We think that Simeon is delusional. You know, we'd cut Simeon some slack if we saw a community organizer leading a million-man march in the temple and preaching a utopian salvific dream of toppling the evil Roman system in order to establish the perfect classless society. But, you know, that's not what's going on in the Jerusalem temple, is it? You know, I think it'd be a different story if we'd at least make allowance for the old man and give him major dude kudos if Queen Latifah showed up to perform Grammy nuptials of every variety with the infallible, unassailable, and unquestionable pronouncement, by the power vested me in the state of California, I pronounce you a married couple. And of course, triple bonus round if her posse, Macklemore, Mary Lambert, Ryan Lewis, Madonna, a Southern gospel choir, show up and sing Same Love and Open Your Heart. You know, that's the kind of red dawn of redemptive history, we're told, that's happening, right? An inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven on the earth that just brings tears to your eyes. All you have to do is ask Keith Urban about that. But you know, that Shangri-La salvific moment of exchanging rings and kisses and hugs and holding hands and walking down the aisle, that's not happening at the temple at that moment, is it? In fact, such promised land stuff is probably bigotedly and homophobically prohibited in Simeon's temple, right? So we don't know what the old man is looking at when he declares, "My eyes have seen your salvation." I mean, I'm not seeing any salvation going on, are you? Maybe you're asking me the same question. Are you seeing any of it, Reverend? Yeah, I am. And then you ask, well, where in the world's that? What did you say, Reverend? Look at who? Oh, no, come on. You've got to be kidding, Reverend. You can't be serious. The baby? The 40-day-old baby whose mother could barely afford two pigeons for her purification at the temple? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's right. We'd better listen to the old man, Simeon. He's got it right. He holds in his arms and he sees with his eyes a presentation in the temple like none ever before. In the Old Testament, we heard Hannah presenting her son, Samuel, to be the Lord's instrument in Israel. But now another woman, a virgin, presents her son, Jesus. And this boy is the Lord. And he will do a salvation, not only for Israel, but for the entire Gentile world. Here's our problem. We look for salvation where salvation cannot be found. Your eyes search for redemption where it cannot be given. So, newsflash, everyone. I know what I'm about to say is shocking and scandalous and offensive, so, you know, you might as well get ready to be offended. because your worldview is just about ready to be demolished. Today, your old Adamic self must die. All your self-righteousness must be put to death. And so here goes. Salvation for you and salvation for the world does not come in the form of an Alinsky-esque community organizer, Hollywood's or your mimicking Tinseltown's idolatry of the self. It's time for you to have eyes that can finally see and ears that can finally hear. I am here to tell you categorically that you cannot put your trust in anyone or anything on this earth for salvation except in the baby, Jesus, that Simeon holds in his arms. Yeah, that's right. I just said it. I dared to preach it. Just like Simeon, my eyes have seen your salvation. God's salvation for sinners. You, me, and everyone. Only and exclusively in the 40-day-old baby Jesus. No other God given to sinners for their salvation than in that baby boy. He is the eternal second person of the Trinity, and he takes on flesh to expose the truth about you, the world, and me. Why does Jesus share in our humanity? Why does he take on our human flesh? Here's why. It's as Hebrew teaches, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. We just heard that this morning. Atonement. That's serious. Salvationly serious for you. For there to be an atonement or salvation for you, the sinner, totally divine Jesus shares in your humanity. He was made man, as the Nicene Creed confesses it correctly. So that there can be a what? So that there can be a Good Friday. For there on Good Friday, all of your sin is taken away from you, and it is applied and imputed to Jesus. There on the cross, he bears all your sin in his divine human body, and he gets counted, he gets reckoned as the maximum sinner. Jesus steals your identity, if you will. He becomes an identity thief. He is the sinner on the cross, and consequently, he is damned in your place as your substitute, drinking every drop that you deserve from the cup of God's wrath against all sin and every sinner who's ever lived or who will live. Hanging from the tree, this Jesus is the one and the only sacrifice that atones for sin. That atones for you, the sinner. For his blood that hemorrhages from his body is not just human blood, it is also divine blood. The life of the creature is in the blood, Leviticus 17. And so the life of Jesus, the life of God, is given in the blood. Jesus, the God-man, gives his life into death for your salvation. Simeon was right. When he saw the baby Jesus, he declared, "My eyes have seen your salvation." And so have your eyes. So have yours. He is the baby Jesus, crucified and risen and ascended. It is Jesus who comes in the sacrament and says, "This is my body and this is my blood." And there with your eyes, you see salvation, for he promises that it's for the forgiveness of your sins. Simeon's confession is now your confession. Salvation's Good Friday achievement is given to you in the sacrament. Ah, he says so. In the name of Jesus, amen.